Hey guys, it's Zach Williams.
We're Kane.
Hey, it's I Am They.
Hey, this is Josh Wilson, and I hope you have a Merry Christmas with 91.3 WCSG.
91.3 WCSG, family friendly and commercial free. Welcome and thank you for listening to part one of the WCSG Christmas special podcast. This episode will feature myself, Tom.
And Susan.
Jenna.
And Zach.
We are certainly in no short supply of holiday movies. It's a snowy Christmas evening, and your family has gathered in the living room to watch your favorite Christmas movie. Which one are you watching? And for those that maybe haven't seen it, what message would you like them to take from it?
Okay, so for me, has to be A Christmas Story. Every year, as long as I can remember, it's on the background all day long at our family get-together. We always do Christmas on the 24th because it's also my grandpa's birthday, so that's the day that Christmas Story is on TV all day long. It's such a funny movie. It's heartwarming, and it makes me feel so comfortable. My favorite part in the movie, it's at the very end. It's nighttime, and it's just the parents relaxing on the couch. Everyone in the family's tired, but they're all so content. I don't want to get too deep here, but there weren't a lot of moments like that when I was a kid. My parents' relationship wasn't that great, so there was always a lot of angst and strife in the house. But most years on Christmas, we had that brief moment of contentedness at the end of the movie. As far as what message people should take from it, I would just say it's okay to laugh. It's okay to be flexible when your circumstances change. And at the end of the day, family is family.
Yeah, it's all nostalgia, that whole movie. It's beautiful. And I think we look back, especially at Christmas time, and we look for that nostalgia. And it's warm and it's cozy. It's always snowing outside. They're inside in the warmth. It's a great movie. I love that movie.
And every time I see a box that says fragile on it, I say fragile.
Me too. Or at least it goes in my mind.
You know, it can also show you that things can go wrong and it's okay.
Yep.
I'll never forget the tongue sticking to the... It's like, don't try this at home, but
yeah. I think about that too. And I also love the PJs because I was a big PJ girl growing up. I love the footy pajamas and I always wanted that bunny suit.
The bunny suit.
Yeah.
Iconic. Oh, that's good.
It's a family tradition to watch Elf every Christmas in my house. So as you might have guessed, I've watched Elf a very lot of times. It's a type of situation where no one really asks, is this movie getting old? You just watch it and you laugh to your family. But it's a good movie. I just love how Buddy the Elf always is so positive, has the best attitude. He is so loyal all the time, no matter what anyone does to him. He's just a happy guy. So for all of those who haven't seen it, stay positive, keep a childlike heart. And if a cafe claims to have the world's best cup of coffee, be suspicious.
Be suspicious. Absolutely. Yeah.
I like smiling. Smiling's my favorite.
Oh. The whole never fall in love with an elf. Again, just a classic. My daughters were in that Christmas musical, and it was so I have extra joy because just being a part of that and being together with family and the silliness and the laughter and, you know, and yet in that movie too, you've got the guy with kind of the hard heart that gets softened at the end. So that's always really cool to see. My favorite movie would be, by far, hands down, It's a Wonderful Life. And I've always just loved even the very first scene where you have the little lights and they're supposed to be like the angels in the sky. And they're saying, oh, there's a man that really needs our help. And they're like, well, what's wrong? And the big problem is he is discouraged. And they have to come in and see if we can help George Bailey. And Clarence is going to try to get his wings. And, you know, the first time I saw that, I was so enamored by the fact that a man could actually see what his life would have been like if he had never been born. And that whole concept is just amazing to see how the little things we do out of love and selflessness and thinking of others can so change the destiny of so many other people's lives. And so I've always just been so inspired by It's a Wonderful Life. Hands down, not only my favorite Christmas movie, but my all-time favorite movie in general.
You went deep.
I love that show.
Also the best Jimmy Stewart role.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Oh, he's so classic.
Okay, well, if it's with the kids, we're probably going to watch Home Alone. It's funny, my son this year started watching Christmas movies in October, and Home Alone was only available to rent, so now that it's on about 15 times a day, he's really happy. With my wife, begrudgingly, somewhat, it's the Hallmark movies, but I will admit, sometimes they suck me in. But I think, you know, whether it's Home Alone or the Hallmark movies, it really is just about sitting down with family, enjoying watching something together, and it's that nostalgia, it's that togetherness, mm-hmm. and it's laughing together, and it's just enjoying time with one another. So that's why I'll sit through the Hallmark movies, because I love being with my wife.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
And I love that she loves it, and you know, I have Hallmark shame afterwards. But that's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay. I can deal with it.
Christmas is certainly the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, the most perfect gift that we could ever have received. And each Christmas season, we get a chance to gift and bless those around us. Share one of your most memorable Christmas gift giving or receiving experiences.
Yeah, actually, last Christmas, we were able to give the kids quite a few gifts and some really fun and neat stuff that they loved. I kind of just sat down one night and I said, you know what, we're going to splurge this year. I went on Amazon and I just got them everything that I thought they would want. We don't always get to do that. This year is a lot leaner. Okay. But that's okay.
Sure.
And I think that's good. You know, you can't always go all out. I think doing that, they expect to get everything always, and it's nice to know that that's not always the case. But that was really nice. They were so excited and so grateful, and their eyes just lit up, and that was really neat to see. For me personally, though, it was the year that I got the kids the Nintendo Switch, because although it was a gift for them, it was also a gift for me.
Says the man wearing the Breath of the Wild shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I love it.
So this one is hard for me. If you've heard of the five love languages, one of them is gift giving, and it's the lowest one of the five by far for me. Every time I take that test, gift giving way at the bottom. Not sure why. I've always kind of been that way. It's hard for me to receive gifts, and I have a really hard time figuring out what gifts to give, who I'm supposed to give something to, when I'm supposed to give gifts. But my brother, who's 8 years younger than me, is the best gift giver I've ever been around. He's got that knack. He just knows what to give people. He knows why that person wants that thing. So I'm going to throw back to when my brother was a little kid, probably about 8 or 9 years old, because I was just starting to drive at this point. And he got me a gift that I still have to this day, and I use almost every day in the wintertime. This was probably the first year he had his own money to buy presents with. And when you're 8 or 9, you don't have a lot of money. But he got me the best car snow brush that I have ever seen.
Wow.
It is strong. It is light. The bristles don't get clogged up with snow when the snow is wet. The scraper end is perfect. And I'm sure he got it for me because one time I was driving him to school or something, and I had one of those like flimsy wooden snow brushes that always snapped when it was icy.
Right.
So I'm sure he saw me get mad about that. And even when he was a little kid, he observed that, and he got me something that fixed my problem. My brother's been my best friend since the day he's born, and every winter when I do the annoying thing of brushing off my car, I pick up that snow brush, and it makes me smile.
Oh, that's goodness.
A big deal in Michigan, snow brush.
My years when I lived in Texas and didn't have snow, I kept that brush in my trunk just in case. And now that I'm back in Michigan, I'm glad I did.
Oh, that's sweet.
That is so awesome.
How many years have you had that thing?
Oh, man. Math. Probably at least 20 years.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Goodness, okay. How could that last
sturdy.
That long?
Yeah, that's great.
It's great. I love that brush. I will be so sad the day it stops working.
I've got one of those little mitten ones that's warm on the inside and plush, so your hand doesn't get the frost all over it.
The bougie.
Yeah, it's kind of fancy.
I'm a credit card girl.
Oh, no. I used to use tape decks back in the day.
I was going to say.
No, not tape decks, but tape cases.
Right, or CD cases. Right,
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Oh, we're a warm cup of
we're
water.
We're old.
Yeah. I don't know how I remember this far back, but when I was in daycare, I very distinctly remember going to the dollar store with my daycare class.
Aww.
And we got a couple bucks. We got to pick out a present for everyone from our family. And I got my dad just a random dollar rubber mallet because the only thing I associated with dads was tools. That's what they had at the dollar store.
He's a fix-it guy. He's a fix-it.
Yeah. Oh, he fixes everything. I got my mom a star for our tree. She never said anything about wanting one. We didn't have one. I was like, you know what? We need a star. Little Jenna wanted a star. And, you know, we don't get over being selfish when we're in daycare. So I got her that, and it was quite ugly. And it was just glittery, so it just made a mess. And she opened it after, like, on Christmas, so it's not really relevant anymore.
Yeah.
And lastly, I got my older brother, Tyler, a rubber bat. Not sports bat, that he might use in the yard. I got him a Halloween rubber bat because I thought it was so cool. And I was like, you know what? I'll play with it. And I thought everyone in the whole world would think it was the coolest thing ever just because I did.
That's so cute. Those are so specific. Yeah. I had to rack my brain on this one. I know I've had a lot of Christmases, but the memory that comes back to me was about 18 years ago. Mm-hmm. My mother-in-law has been the type of person who always invites everybody over and all the grandkids. And it's always just eat whatever you want, the popcorn, the soda. It's grandma's house, right? Mm-hmm. So over the years, many, many grandkids, 13 grandkids, just kind of trashed out her front room. The carpet was terrible. The furniture was stained. Mm-hmm. And I knew it bothered her, but I knew she was never going to do anything about it. So we planned something with about all the family members and some other friends got involved, and we decided to do one of those while you were out things.
Oh, that's nice.
And so she was out for the weekend, and while she was gone, we had the people come in and we all pitched in, and she got new carpeting. Aww. We painted the walls. I had gone out and purchased a new sofa and chair and some tables, and she never had a good light over her dining room table. It bothered her, but again, she was never going to complain or say anything about it. And of course, she's been, I didn't add that she had been widowed already about 15 years. So anyhow, at any rate, she came back in the house and couldn't believe it was her. She you should have seen the look on her face. She was astonished at how we completely transformed this room. And she said, I'm going to start inviting my friends over again because I've been embarrassed and I haven't invited anybody over in years. And that just, and the little, and my kids were little at the time, and they were peeking in the windows when they were laying the carpet, when the delivery trucks came down, you know, with the furniture, and all the little kids were watching this go on for grandma at her house. And so it just had so much preciousness in so many angles that I will never forget that. It was my happiest Christmas.
She liked it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because sometimes people don't. You ever watch that show Trading Places where the neighbors do each other's houses?
And it
never goes well.
Yeah.
This went well. That is awesome. That's a great gift. What a thoughtful gift.
Well, it was a team effort, but it was well worth it.
Christmas parades are always a good time with the lights, the music, and the giant balloon floats. Imagine that you are in charge of the next big Christmas parade and need to include 3 new character balloons. Which characters are you picking?
That's a tough one. I do love to watch the Macy's parades and all of that, but I don't. My kids are all grown up now, so I was trying to think of cartoon characters that are really in style or really popular, and I couldn't rack my brain, but I do know I've got something really bizarre. So my girls and I love watching the Gilmore Girls, and so I was thinking Rory, her mother, Lorelai, and then her mother, the 3 of them. I thought that would be a hoot to see giant-sized balloons of the Gilmore Girls.
I love that one.
I would be lost. I would see that and be like, who are these people?
Are these
I would be a big shrug emoji on screen.
They're so iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah, those who know, know.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
All right. I had to kind of think about this hard and long because I would think that a lot of the traditional Christmas balloon ideas have been taken. So I looked into it. This year at the Macy's, you had your regulars. There were Snoopy, Bluey, Grogu, which is kind of new, and Stuart the Minion. So those are out. So I would go with the squirrel from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yes.
Because that scene was epic. On the sentimental route, I would pick the little tree from Charlie Brown Christmas because it teaches us to appreciate what we have and the contribution of others. And the third one would be Richard Gere, just to throw everybody off. Just because.
So. How would you do the like Charlie Brown Christmas tree? Like, that is perfect, and I really want to see that as a balloon. Wouldn't that be a little skinny sucker?
You've got the ornaments, though, to kind of balance it out.
Okay, I can see it. I'm visualizing it. I like that one.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so mine are all Christmassy themed, and going back to, we talked about Christmas movies earlier, so going back to some of the best Christmas movies, we've got to have Ralph from Christmas Story in his pink bunny suit.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes.
That was actually my first Halloween costume when I was a little kid.
Was it?
A pink bunny suit.
I can see you in that.
Just imagine that giant, what did the dad say? He looks like a pink nightmare. Yeah. Just a giant pink nightmare floating down the streets. Also, I would love to see from Home Alone, Marv, Daniel Stern with the big iron mark on his head just floating down. That's like the most iconic image to me from the Home Alone movies.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe cheating a little with this one because this isn't really a character, but I would love to see a giant Ziploc bag full of spaghetti and maple syrup from
yes.
Elf.
That's brilliant. No, that's really good.
You know what? That's amazing. That's the winner. Ding, ding, ding.
Yes, yeah. That is creative.
That would be so funny.
Since the balloons are new, I would pick ones that also haven't been done before. My first thought was Baby Grinch eating the Christmas plate. He is so cute.
He's
why haven't
so
we done
cute.
Him crunching on his little plate?
Yes, yeah. That is yeah. a good
He could
question.
Go next yeah. to Grogu.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
Yes, for sure. The second one I'd pick is Mr. Narwhal. Bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad.
Mm. Like From
it's,
Elf.
It's
yeah.
too iconic. Yeah. You got to do Mr. Narwhal.
Oh.
And lastly is a character close to my heart was the Coca-Cola polar bear.
Yes.
Does anyone else remember that?
Like, yes.
It's a throwback for me. When I was a kid, my dad would like decorate our Christmas tree with those old bubble lights that are a fire hazard now. And the like
candles.
Little Coke bottles. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he would always put the Coca-Cola polar bear under the tree. Mm-hmm. And we had like old Coke signs with the bear and the elf, which is terrifying. And I considered doing the Coca-Cola elf as a balloon, but I think it might give the kids the heebie-jeebies. So I'm going to stick with the polar bear on this one.
I love it, Jenna.
So the holidays lend themselves well to traditions. Maybe it's the trip to pick out your Christmas tree, or maybe it's just the drive to grandma's house. What's one of your favorite family Christmas traditions?
I love this question. My favorite Christmas tradition is going to grandma and grandpa's house the night before our family Christmas party. We would bake cookies with grandma, just kind of help her get everything set up, and just I love hanging out with my family. It was awesome because the next day when we had our Christmas party, me and my girl cousins would get matching pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
So like the night before, we would wear the matching Christmas pajamas from the year before, and then we'd get a fresh set Aww. The next day.
Aww. Very nice.
Now, were these footy pajamas?
They weren't. Oh, no. They weren't.
I have That's to okay. say, well done to your mother for that one.
Yeah.
All right. Family traditions for Christmas. There's just a lot of things that come to mind, but I want to say baking. My mom is literally Betty Crocker. And as a matter of fact, she's so good at baking that I didn't even make a pie till I was 40 because I figured why, you know,
yeah, wow.
I mean, mom's going to make pies, cakes, cookies, everything from scratch, everything amazing. So there was never any need. I made myself make a pie right before I turned, like the day before I turned 40. So, but anyhow, we do the cookies, the Christmas cookies. She has her special secret recipe. She'd roll them out. She'd have them all, you know, cut out. And then we would have the famous frosting homemade. And we would bring all the kids and make this huge mess at her house, making these delicious sugar cookies with the homemade butter frosting. Mm-hmm. And they are divine. And so, yeah, by far, mom's Christmas cookies, homemade Christmas cookies.
What's the secret ingredient?
I'll never
love.
Tell.
Oh, it's because it's a sea. No, it's not love. It's a spice. I know it is.
I All would right. love
okay.
to.
Okay. Write it down at okay, some point. Well, I'll share it
we'll
with
talk,
no one.
We'll talk
okay,
later.
Okay. Or keep it a secret because that's okay too. Well, I know this is hokey, but like you, Jenna, we do the Christmas pajamas, but we take it kind of a step further and include the cousins and their families as well. So we all head to my wife's mom and dad's house on Christmas Eve, and nearly everybody matches. It's fun, and it's kind of a way to come together. Mm-hmm. It also looks good for the pictures, but then we get to match when we're lounging around the house all the Christmas holiday and through New Year's as well. So that's kind of nice too.
I love that.
Yeah. That's
good,
so fun.
Good job.
Yeah.
Wow. Family uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to say the women in your families, wow, hats off to them for coordinating all of that.
And thank you, Old Navy.
Yes. Yeah. Gotta love Old Navy.
So I've talked before about how our family loves A Christmas Story. We watch it every year together. And one of the things that happens in that movie, if you haven't seen it, the Christmas dinner they're cooking at home gets ruined. So they all go out to eat at a Chinese restaurant. So every year on Christmas Eve, We don't cook our own meal. Depending on how much of the family's in town, we either go out to eat at our favorite Chinese restaurant, or when everyone's in town, we order a ton, and I mean a ton of takeout, and we set up our own buffet on the island in my mom's kitchen. We like that it's unique, it's really low stress and effort. We get to do something that reminds us of our favorite movie together and all those memories, and instead of some of us spending hours in the kitchen putting together a meal, we can concentrate on spending time together, which has gotten more important as we've gotten older. My siblings and I have kind of built our own lives, and we're not always all together. My aunts and uncles are kind of scattered all over the place. So when we're all together, we don't have to worry about cooking. We enjoy some Chinese food and just make the most of our time together.
Oh man, leftover so cold Chinese food the next morning is the best.
Yeah, I would always get Chinese food on Christmas Eve too. After like our Christmas Eve service, we would go to Chinese restaurants. That's cool.
That is great. Well, as we wrap up this podcast special about Christmas, we just want to thank you for spending time with us. From all of us at 91.3 WCSG, we hope that you have a great and a very merry holiday season. Family friends.